one of these. I did do a bit that I've done in the past where I say that I'm with NFL.com and that I'm asking these questions and they're going to go up on our website.
Okay.
And, you know, they're pretty simple questions. Let's see, is this up, Killer Man? All right, let me hit play. Hang on just a second. And already.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
All right, man, you got a quick sec? What's your name?
Anthony.
Where'd you go to college?
He's at a tech university.
La Tech. All right, this is for NFL.com. Just a basic quick questionnaire that we're going to put up on the website.
Thank you.
Man, somebody, D'Anthony Smith from Louisiana Tech. He was a Seahawks, I want to say, defensive lineman. He may not be on that roster right there.
Yeah, there were a few ringers in there today.
Which would lead you to believe that he's on the practice squad.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anybody from La Tech listed on here. Okay,
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
So this is clearly first Super Bowl?
Right, definitely.
First experience in this area?
Yes, I've actually been here a couple of times this season.
Okay. Did you get to do anything fun or anything, or was it just all football?
No, man, it's all business, man. We come out to New York.
Okay. Do you have a dog or any animal named after a character in the movie Friday?
Friday? No, not from the movie Friday. Great movie, though.
Okay. Pete Carroll, back in college, his nickname was Little Hitler. Why?
Say it again?
Pete Carroll's nickname in college was Little Hitler. Why?
So it's because in past years, like, you could see the big number.
Does he know who Hitler is?
Little Hitler?
Yeah, like Lil Wayne.
Whoa. I think he's more focused on the little than Hitler.
Damn.
He's trying to process that, thinking it must be a rapper, but he doesn't know who.
Wouldn't you, if you heard that name, though, wouldn't you...
Who's that?
No, no, no. What, wouldn't you be like, well, why did they call him Hitler?
I would.
If your nickname, if you're nicknamed after the most notorious mass-murdering son of a bitch on the planet...
I would.
Okay.
College was Little Hitler.
Yeah.
Why?
So it's because in past years, and like you can see the thing that says that this year.
Okay. What's the deal with America?
America, the country? Like, I mean, it's a great country. I love to live in it. So, yeah.
So, yeah. It's a great country. I love to live in it. So, yeah.
That's when he turned to his friend who was standing next to him, who gets involved here in a second, because he kind of looked, he's like, America? Just what's the deal with it?
America? The country?
No, the donut shop.
The band.
America, the country? Like, I mean, it's a great country. I love to live in it, so, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's fair enough. Your last known BM.
No.
I don't BM.
Okay.
Did you hear what he said?
I don't BM.
I don't. He thought I said your last DM, your last direct message.
I like his last known.
Right, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's fair enough. Your last known BM.
I don't BM.
Okay. DM. If you had to fight through one of these for loving, would it be A, menstruation, or B, diarrhea?
What are you asking? Say that one more time.
If you had to fight through one of the two for loving, which one would it be? Would you fight through menstruation or diarrhea?
No comment. Next question.
Okay. All right. Would you play football if you were paid in DAR?
No. DAR?
Yes.
Is that currency? What kind of currency is that?
It's currency.
What currency?
It's from the land of DAR.
I don't know what DAR is. So.
Okay. That's probably a good answer.
$8 Blockbuster. $8 DAR.
I still can't get past your last known BM. There's some that you just may not remember.
Diarrhea.
What is DAR?
DAR? Is that a currency? Then you listen to me, he's like, what country?
currency is that?
It's currency.
What currency?
It's from the land of Dar.
I don't know what Dar is. So.
Okay, that's probably a good answer. Do you like snacks?
Yes, I like snacks. Everything.
Do you like your car?
All right.
Okay. Yes, I like cars.
Do you like trying new restaurants?
Yes.
Okay. Would you rather your mom date your best friend or your dad date your best friend?
Neither.
You have to make a choice. You have to. You have to answer.
I did. It was neither.
Your second favorite porn site?
Second favorite porn site? No comment.
What will be the last song that you listen to?
No comment.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. That was solid.
Okay.
I think he said, "Oh snap! Oh
do
snap!
Try new snacks?
Oh
do you
snap!
Like your car? Do you like trying new restaurants?"
Please keep working those in. Yeah, I like snacks. I love my car.
Especially considering the guy behind is just asking, do you listen to music before you play?
Is that what he... I wasn't even paying attention.
He was loud, too.
Were y'all just on top of one another in that thing?
You have idea.
It was pretty crowded.
Side by side with like 500 other guys. Yes. Yeah.
In fact, I was trying to get whichever McQuiston is on Seattle. You remember the McQuistons, don't you?
Yeah,
I think it was Pat. I thought it was Pat.
They have Paul, I believe.
Yeah, but Paul. I'm thinking it was Pat. And I see him roaming around back there with his big old lug red hair and everything. And he's just looking like what he'd really like to do is either get the hell out of there or kick somebody's ass. So I started screaming, "Hey, Pat! Pat!" And he just kind of looked at me and then I think he took the Marshawn Lynch route.
Bugged out?
Yeah, because I didn't see him again after that. But later I found out it was Paul, not Pat.
So who all did you talk? You talked to, you interviewed a couple people, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Let's see here.
Mike came back twice giggling like a little schoolgirl after talking to a couple people. I cannot wait to hear these. Well, and let me tell you this. I'm going to give you a...
Let's not oversell.
No, there's nothing better than the mic interview.
I also want to... I don't want to oversell this, but I had a really uncomfortable moment because I decided... And I'd never seen this before. That I give them props for this. They had the assistant coaches there. And so I asked Mike, I go, you know what? Instead of talking to a player, should I go talk to one of these assistant coaches? And I ended up talking to this big old black guy who's a defensive line coach. And those guys are really squared away. Really, really squared away. Like, no nonsense whatsoever squared away. So
he would have none of it, huh?
Oh, my God.
All right, I'll just tease what I have a little bit. One of the guys that I talked to was Clinton McDonald, who actually wound up throwing a curveball at me that I was not ready for. The other was Malcolm Smith. Now, this is the guy who made the big interception. Deflection by
Richard
Sherman.
He was in that little spare pin that we were talking those guys in?
Yeah. And, man, he hates me.
All right.
So, there, you have that to look forward to in the days to come here.
All right, you want to do... there's a story emanating out of here about, you know, how these Super Bowl trips and rich people trips just get ramped up every year.
Yes.
They've reached their peak with
this
one. Yes, they have.